Okay. Sichon und Vav. Sichon und Vav. We basically go in order here, so whatever Rabbi Nosson put in, we do. I'm not sure if there was a specific order. And some of the sichas, the way I've been enjoying lately, or the beginning, was to really try to delve in to the wisdom of Rabbi Nachman, to try to go in deep. And then for a little bit of time, I went a little bit lighter. You know, chizik, just more like almost surface level. I'm not sure if anybody noticed, but it went more surface level, just more almost off the cuff. But then I decided we're going to go back in a little bit deep. We'll see if this works out well. Here, you can use this one. Oh, yeah, one there. So we're going to try to talk about a deep sugya. But when it comes to Sichas Saran, this was Rabbi Nachman like off the cuff. I mean, everything he said was the deepest of the deep. But he didn't give that much. You know, we'd have to look through a lot of Likutei Moran and a lot of other places to really get a deep hold in what he's saying. But, you know, we'll try. So, Sicha Nan Vav. Let's read the whole Sicha first straight, and then we'll come back around. Yesh B'nei Adam. Yeah? Yesh B'nei Adam Shenidma Aleyem Sheim Rechokim Me'ezah Taivas Gedolos. There are some people who think, it appears to them, that they're very far from big Taivas. What are the big taivas? Taivas mamon, maybe taivas achila, taivas niyuf, or taivas nashim, that kind. Those are probably the big three. Any other taivas that I'm missing? Taivas kavod. It's a big one. So a person thinks that he's far from these things. Kigon. Oh, he says from a taivas mamon, kiyotze b'ze, right? He's far from taivas mamon. He doesn't really have a big desire. He's not running after money so much. Over there? Two up front. I understand. Cameras on you? Too much camera? Mm-hmm. You guys can make it high. Okay. You're even closer now. So a person thinks he's far from Taivas Mammon. That person has this in his mind. Right? Yesh ben adam shenidma aleim. It appears to them in their mind. This is what they're thinking. Says Rabbi Nachman, da, you should know. Da means you should pay attention and think about it. Sh'afal pikein, even though it seems to be that you are far from this taiva, this big taiva, taiva's mammon. You don't really have taiva's mammon. You're clean of that. Afal pikein yachol yos shugarua yoser mechavero. But Rabbi Nachman says, but you might be actually worse than your friend shehu meshuka boso taiva. You might be worse than your friend who actually is sunken in to the taivas mammon. You don't have any taivas mammon. So you think you're a great guy. So Rabbi Nachman, you might actually be worse than the guy who is sunken into the taivas mammon. How? Dahainu sheyesh lo eiza taiva cheres. Because even though you don't have taivas mammon, taivas niyav, taivas achil, you don't have one of the big taivas. Dahainu sheyesh lo eiza taiva cheres. You have another taiva. You have a different taiva. There are other taivas. Shu meshukah bo kolkach, that you're so sunken into. Meshukah bo kolkach, ad she'afilu taivas mamon, that even taivas mamon, the keyotze bezeh, and that, like it, big taivas. She taiva gedol ma'o, taivas mamon, the big taivas, nizbat la'etzlo, are nothing to him, to this person, keneged oso taiva. Keneged the taiva that he does have. So you think you're potter, you think you're such a big guy because you don't have taivas mammon. But says Rabbi Nachman, you better be careful because you might have a taiva, a different taiva, an objectively lower level taiva that you're more invested in, you run after more than your friend who's involved in taivas mammon, that makes you worse. I'm just reading, we'll come back around. He says, Nimsa shugaro yoser. Therefore it shows that you're actually worse off. Because you're so sunken in. There's got to be a better English word for that. Like sunken into a taiva. Entrenched. Okay. You're entrenched in a taiva. Kolkach be'ezah taiva. Enmeshed. You're so enmeshed, entrenched in that taiva. Ad she'afilu taiva gedol shel mammon. That even that great taiva of mammon, which naturally many, many people have. V'kiyotim in his batel etzel machmas ha'taiva. Is batel because it pales in comparison to the taiva that you do have. So, da, know that. Okay, step one, Rav Nach. Step two. V'afilum haisa ataiva shu mashuka bo katana mi taiva acheres shu rochok mimena. Even if the taiva you have, that you're sunken into, is smaller. You have to know what that means. Smaller than another taiva that you're far from. Im kol ze enough kamina klal. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that the taiva you're involved with is a lower level taiva. Because you're so entrenched in it, and it's really the same thing, until that taiva that's bigger, taiva zachila, taiva again, taiva mamon, is totally nullified. You don't have any taiva for it because it's outweighed by a different taiva. Okay, basically the same thing, yes? Now he brings a little bit of a mashal. Ukamo, kamo shematzina shiyesh action. You have a stubborn action. A stubborn person, kagon tinok, like a child. Shabishvil akshanas levad, because of its stubbornness, yochel lahafkir atzmal gamre, it can totally, I don't know what a good word is, a hafkir, it can be mafkir itself. You guys know what that means, whatever. Ulahakas rosha bateva, could smash its head against the, like a wall, against the, a cabinet. It's so stubborn, it would rather smash it. You ever have that? Yep. Your kids throw themselves back onto the floor. Right? They don't get what they want. They throw themselves back on the floor. They end up hurting themselves. Machmas akshanos keneged imo. Because they're being stubborn against the mother. I don't want to take a bath. They throw themselves back out of the mother's hands. End up smashing their head, bleeding maybe, because of their stubbornness. She'osa lo lahachas, that he did it to anger, like to anger the mother, just out of anger. Kemokin yesh b'nei adam she'ach lahafkir hakol. So too, you could have people, a person, who's mafker everything, ulasalik kol ha-taivis, and he can remove himself from any, all taivis, bishvil eza taiva akshana shirotza, because of another taiva, or some kind of stubbornness that he has. So Rabbi Nachman says. Okay. Let's go start again. The basic gist, we get. The basic gist. But there's many, many, there's questions on this. What's this person thinking? Why is he making a mistake in thinking? What is a taiva? Right? What's considered a bigger taiva versus a lower taiva? Why is it that then, quote unquote, the smaller taivas, you could be worse off, as he's saying? Right? If it's a smaller taiva, so then how are you worse off? That's what we're not going to say. You could be worse off if even though it's a smaller taiva. And what's this inuit at the end with the mother and the kid? Okay, so a little bit, let's try to understand a little bit. And anytime you want to jump in, feel free. It's a happy hour. So I want to start off by saying this. Yesh b'nei adam shenidme aleihem. It's very important. There's people, yesh b'nei adam, there are people shenidme aleihem. It appears to them that they're far from a big taiva. It appears to them. What does nidme mean? I usually point this out in other contexts. It appears, Rabbi Nachman will say many times, that it appears to a person that he has fallen. Nidme shenafel, it appears that he's fell. And I try to always explain, nidme is a lashon, what's a lashon? Daimer. Like daimer or dimyon. Which means what? It's like an imagination. When Yeshua Adam shenidme aleihem, it appears to them a quick glance. They haven't thought about it. Just, I'm a good guy. I don't have his mamon. I'm not like that guy. I'm not running after mamon.
Isn't nidme comparing, isn't it?
So it's 100%. It's comparing, because we're going to see that he's comparing himself to other people. That's going to be half of the mistake here. But even if he's not comparing himself to other people, he has demyonos. He has having this imagination. He's not thinking deeply about it. That's what Rabbi Nachman says in the next line. Da shafal pikin. But you should know, and even if you don't have this taiva, you have another taiva, which could be worse. I mean, da means you're not thinking. Da, think. Use your brain. There's a person, we'll have to get into a taiva in a minute, but in a basic thing to think about, which is very, 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 I can keep going with that, very, very important to think about, is motivations. What are your motivations? Everybody does stuff. You daven, you learn, you go to work. 100 people do that every single day. They daven, they learn, they go to work, and they eat. What are the motivations? Everybody's the same? No two people are the same. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why? To get to answer that, you have to know. You have to think. Right? I daven because, I don't know, Hashem said I should daven. I learn because Hashem said, I eat because I'm hungry. Is that the only reason? Well, why'd you eat that food? Why are you daven like that? Why aren't you davening better? And what are your real motivations? What's coming out? So Rabbi Nachman's saying, Yesh ben adam shenidmelem. It appears to them, they're not thinking deeply. They don't have this taiva, but you should know, think deeply about your taivas. The Indian about taivas, everybody has taivas in certain ways. We're going to talk about what taiva is in a minute. But a person has to stop in for a minute and think about it. And not just, I have a taiva to eat. Is there anything more than that? Could there be something deeper than that? Maybe you're missing it. Maybe it's really not a taiva to eat. Maybe a person's depressed. And that's why he's eating. Right? And there was a line once I heard. Where I heard it doesn't really matter. The person said, how did he say it? He said, I'm depressed, so I eat. And I eat, and therefore I'm depressed. You ever hear that line? Doesn't matter where. Right? So the eating, why is the person eating? Right? There can be many reasons why he's eating. Fine. Number one, nidme versus das. Very important. Now Rabbi Nachman says, "Vafilu ma'isa taiva." What is a taiva? Are taivas bad? Everybody says taivas are bad, right? That's the general understanding. Let me tell you this. There's a pasuk, you've probably heard this pasuk. It's in Psalms in Tehillim. Ki bochar Hashem b'tzion, huh? Eva l'moshev lo. What's Eva? Aleph vav hey. Hey. The shorish of the word taiva. Eva means a taiva. That is the shorish. Right? So Hashem desires Tzion. Eva l'moshev lo. He desires to dwell in it. That's a bad thing? No. So the first we have to understand, taiva is not necessarily a bad thing. I once was speaking to somebody, I'm not going to say who it is, it doesn't really matter, but so he loves svarim. So he said, I have a taiva. He said, I have a taiva for svarim. But it's a good taiva. That was a line to me. It's a taiva, but it's a good taiva. What does it mean, taiva? So taiva, pashut.
Even that you could like explore deeper. Even that you could explore deeper. Like what about the svarim is he like?
For sure. But at least, but you don't necessarily have to. I mean, if he wants to, but at the end of the day, he's buying a safer, not other stuff. Right, but yes, you can definitely go in, and the root of that could be something off. Could be. So taiva pashut is a want, is a desire. Right, that's how I understand it. But we have many words for that. We have ratzon, we have chuka, we have chayfetz. So what's a taiva? What's the difference? So taiva, so I've heard of taiva, is that it's something that drags you towards something else. It's an urge, it's a craving, it's something deeper than just a want. It's coming from deep here, and it's like a gravitational pull. It's pulling you to that thing.
Oh, so that's where motivation comes in. Let's look into what the motivation is.
That's what we're talking about here. To the point that a taiva, right? Again, taiva could also be a good thing, but right now we're talking about not good things. That it can drag you to a place that's illogical. To get to the craving, to get to the desire, it can make you end up doing like a whole crazy thing to get to that place. Because if you're being gravitationally, magnetically pulled to the end goal, however you get there, You have your eye on the prize. And people do crazy stuff to get their desired result. You could have a person who spends years of his life wasting his life away for covered. And I'll give you a lavush. What happens if you have a person who he says, you know what, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. Why don't I be a doctor? I want to help people. Right? Sounds like a pretty altruistic thing to do. And therefore he spends years of his life, classes, undergrad, grad, medical school, rounds, hours, no sleep. But you know what the emes is? Really, he desires kavod. Really, he knows that if you're a doctor, then you help people, and those people will thank you, and they'll appreciate you. And maybe the families, because one time you saw when you went to a certain doctor, he had signs up, and people, everybody was being nice to him, and they were loving him. He was the guy, the doctor was the head of the ward, you know, for 40 years, whatever it is. So you at that point, when you were looking, you desired that. Oh, wow, I want that. But then you thought it was really, you want to be a doctor and help people, which, of course, is definitely part of it, I'm sure. But what was really motivating this person? Desire for kavod. And therefore, he spends many, many years to get what he thinks is going to be the kavod. This happens all the time. We act. We have a Steve Misa.
No, you're right.
This happens all the time. There was a Misa once. Rav Motl told us over once. I think it was from Kelm. Whatever. There was a guy. I don't remember exact details.
I have a Misa off record. Yeah.
Oh, what? Kelm Misa.
No, off.
I have a Misa off record. Everybody has Misa off record. There was a guy who was. I think he was Davin Biyachidus. Something. I don't remember. He was learning maybe by himself. Could one of the two. And he was in that place, and he heard like a rustling, like of the door. Someone's about to come in. So he quickly, like, you know, puts himself in. Let's say he's davening, he gets into like shakal mode, like he's like in real devakus mode. And as the sound comes closer, he realizes it was just a cat. It was just a cat. So what happened? Obviously, he heard someone was coming. He has to show off. He wasn't really davening so much, or whatever it was. He wasn't really learning, but it was all a show. And then it ended up being a cat. But we don't realize that sometimes everything on the outside is a show. Right? This can happen. You can have taivas battling against each other. Right? You can have a taiva person has a taivas mammon, a person has a taivas achilu, and he also has a taiva called atzlus. Right? To be lazy. To stay home. He really likes money. He really likes food. But he really, really likes to sit and not do anything. Nowadays, you have Uber Eats, you know, you could do things, but it used to be a time where they didn't deliver to you. Or you have a guy like this. He has he has a taiva zechila, and it's like, you know, 10:30 p.m. like he really wants some, you know, something to eat. You know, he has that munchies kind of mode. And he's like, okay, but I'm lazy. I don't want to get up. Okay, don't worry. There's Uber Eats. So he starts looking for Uber Eats, and then he says, you know, these prices are crazy. I have a taivas mammon. He's not saying these things, obviously, but I have a taivas mammon. I can't spend $65 on one sandwich. It's crazy. But I'm hungry. Okay, fine. So maybe I should then go out. No, I'm lazy. Okay, fine. So let's go back to Uber Eats. He can go around, like, and mamash kill himself. He has all these taivas battling against each other. Which one's going to win? There's different powers. Right? This happens all the time. So what, and more than that, sometimes, do you have another mice off the record?
This happened to me, and the one that won was the one that I needed to work on. I mean,
because that's the strongest one. The strongest one that wins is the one that you really need to work on. You need to work on all of them, but the one that wins is the strongest.
If you don't go to the grocery, you got to work on laziness. I mean,
there's a famous story of the Rebbe that like woke up in the middle of the night, wanted a water. Cup of water, but then he was like, okay, I'm tuned to taivo. He's like, okay, it's atzlo. So he got the water and didn't drink it. So I guess one solution. That's good.
There's a lot of these mice. It's real stuff. It's real working. I thought maybe a cute remez, I don't know, maybe you could say that you see maybe in the world of taivo, depending on how powerful it is and what it, depending on the person, the taivo, it could like literally be a schias. Because if this doctor guy was really, really going for kavod. So let's say 65%, he doesn't realize that, but 65% of his motivation is for kavod, 35% is to help people, let's say. That could be. So that means his entire chiyas to do what he's doing is really coming from kavod, right? So it's just a key rem is taiva, which often is spelled tuf aleph vav vav hey. And Torah sometimes says with one vav, sometimes you've seen it with two vavs. So Tuf Aleph Vav Vav Hei is Gematria. This is Gematria. Anybody else could jump in, but.
418,
which is Ches Yud Tuf. Ches. Rabbi Nachman says in Torah Aleph, Ches, the letter Ches, which is spelled Ches Yud Tuf, is a Lashon Chias. So Taiva sometimes can be the Chias of the person. Now, Taiva could be a good thing. If a person has a Taiva to daven, if he's drawn to the base measures, he's Taiva to learn, that's awesome. But we want that. A Taiva to help people. A Taiva to be happy. That's good. Well, unless the Taiva to be happy makes him, you know, work himself to death because he has to make money to make himself happy, that could also be a problem. Okay. So now, with the Indian of Taivas, so what exactly is the problem? We see with the Taiva, there's two parts. There's the thing, the object, or the Indian, food. It could be Nashim. It could be covered, right? There's the thing. And then there's the second part. What's the second part of the Taiva? Or which is really the main part? Because I'll tell you like this. If I tell you Taivas Mammon, Taivas Covered, and Taivas Achila. Taivas Mammon, desire for money, a desire for covered, and a desire for food. So what's changing? The object. In each of those, correct? What's not changing? The word Taiva. So then what's the Taiva? See, the word Taiva can't be defined as the thing. Harai, I just told you. Taiva's Achila, Taiva's Kavod, Taiva's Mama. The thing is always changing. So then what's the Taiva? What is the Etzim Taiva?
What's the motivation?
It's that pull. The pull towards the thing. That's the Taiva. Taiva is that koach that's dragging you. Right? I like food. I love food. But it's not pulling me to some restaurant. Because so for some people it does. Because their taiva, the power of pull, is really stronger by that person. Yes, when it comes to that object. But it's not the object. It's that pull that he has. Everybody has it in some way. That's what Rabbi Nachman's saying. Everybody has that. It could be that my taiva is more atzlus than between atzlus and the achila, my atzlus wins. So you can't really see that because I'm pulling me down to the couch, it's pulling me down to my house. I'm already there. So you don't see that as much. But it's just as powerful for that guy who's getting pulled. He's not an atzlus. He's not an atzlin. He doesn't really care. He'll go anywhere. So for he'll get pulled, his koach of being pulled will go to the food. Where mine, my type is atzlus, is more powerful, so that my pull is going to be pulling me down into my couch and not out. So the inyan of the taiva, the ikar inyan of taiva, really, really, is that pull. Is that koch to be sunken into the thing. The object is the secondary. Although there are some objects that are worse. If we're talking about a dover that's usser, obviously, that's worse than just a guy who loves to overeat. Yeah, a taiva that's inappropriate is clearly worse in a certain sense. But if you just look at the koach of the taiva itself, the pull, so it really doesn't depend on what the object is. It doesn't matter if it's taivas mammon, taivas achila, taivas atzlus, taivas kavod. It doesn't matter what the thing is. The main part of the taiva is being pulled. So therefore, you have a guy who says, I have no taivas mammon. I have no desire for money. So Rabbi Nachman says, that's very nice, but your taiva for atzlus, your pull to be lazy, is more than that guy's pull for the money. Don't think you're such a big shot, because you're bigger baltaiva than he is. You're not running after money. Yeah, you're being pulled down to your couch. You're weaker than that guy.
But what's the scale? Like,
to get exact numbers, don't know. Rabbi Nachman is just saying, you should know. You're not. First of all, be careful with how you think about yourself. We'll talk about better than other people in a second. But don't think you're so all high and mighty that you don't have a taivas mammon, because maybe your taivas atzlus is stronger. It's subtle, because you're not doing anything, and definitely not doing anything usser. You're just sitting on your couch. But you might be sunken into your couch more than that guy's sunken into money. And therefore, in the world of taiva, you're actually lower. You're actually garua. I think that's what he's saying. Yeah? Because at the end of the day, really at the end of the day, if you think about it, like, why does a person like chicken? Why does a person not like chicken? Why does a person like me? Why does a person like the things he likes? Why? There's no answer. What's your favorite color? Purple. Why? I don't know. Right? For a lot of things in life, there is no reason. Why? Sometimes you can give reasons.
Think about it.
But at a certain point, why do you like chicken? It tastes good. Why do you like the taste? The answer is because God implanted it within me. That's the answer. What are you supposed to say? You didn't know about chicken beforehand. You're born into the world. Your mother gave you chicken. You liked it. You started eating chicken. You eat chicken. Why do you like it? I like chicken.
You have good memories of that with your mother making it.
But why'd you even like it in the first place?
Because of those memories, those experiences.
Can't be. Experiencing your a two-year-old?
Yeah.
That's what you like, is the experiences of your mother? Isn't it?
Could we comfort this?
But the meat, the piece of meat that was there, you spit out. Now, the peas and the carrots, we understand why. Why is one kid loves sugar and another kid says, ugh, I don't like candy? So, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu implants within a person, a certain personality, a certain neshama, a certain kohos, a certain desire, a certain... That's the way it goes. Why are some people designed to run after money? Some people designed to run after this, some people run after this. You chose that? You didn't choose that. Kodesh Baruch Hu chose it for you. Right? He's the one who gave you the potential for that taiva. The work, our work, has nothing to do with the object. That Kodesh Baruch Hu chose which object you're going to run after. Our vote is not to be so sunken in to that object that we're drawn towards. That's our vote. So therefore, when it comes to a person, two people, if you'd compare, and one guy is totally sunken into taiva A, and guy B is not as sunken into taiva B, but it's a bigger objective taiva called taiva's mammon, taiva's nashim, but he's not as sunken in, the first guy could be worse off in that world of taiva. Right? That's the first thing of an Achman saying.
You could say that it's easier for the guy that's half sunken in to get out of whatever it is than the guy that's full sunken in, even though that one is less of a taiva. So which means...
Exactly. That's why. So the guy who's fully sunken into a taiva, which is a lower level type of taiva type, is worse. Exactly, he's more sunken in.
What would less of a taiva be?
No, what I'm saying,
like this guy's taiva versus the other guy's taiva.
I'm just saying vis-a-vis him getting out of it, which means that this guy that's only partially sunken into money. So then somebody sees him and says, "Well, look, you know, you have that, but I have atzlus, right? So, but that guy at the end is going to be able to get out because he's only 50% in, but this guy's never going to get out because he's 100%.
Mm. So. But that's exactly what it is. That's why this person's worse off. No, das is Ben Achman, you're not better off because you don't have the higher type of taiva. You have a lower type taiva, but you're so much more sunken in.
So at the moment, he's worse off, but in 5 years from now, he's out because he worked on himself. Really? This guy couldn't get out because he was so far in it.
Right. Also, there's like less awareness about the lower stuff. So.
That's the trick also. That's what I was saying before, yeah. Person has, Taivas Mammon, Taivas Nashim, Taivas Achil, these are big, everybody knows, you could see them. But Taivas Atzlus is not as noble. Not just like, I'm not in the mood. No, I'm not in the mood to go out. So guy's like, oh, okay, he's like, he just doesn't have a taivas achila. No, he has a taivas atzlus. You don't recognize that. There's a lot of other hidden taivas that go around that person doesn't realize. The person has to try to pay attention. He has to ask them, what am I drawn towards? What motivates me? Hopefully it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu and altruistic things, but it's not always. The person has to think, what is drawing me? What is it? What is it about this thing? I so badly want to be a doctor. Buddy, relax. Relax. I know you want to be a doctor. Be a doctor. Okay. But why are you going crazy? Is it because you love money? Is it because you love COVID? Right? There's a certain normal level of being excited by something, and then there's something that's even more than that. Why are you so excited about this thing? What is that motivation? Where is that coming from? No, I love helping people. You sure? It's only that? It's not because you're going to get COVID afterwards? You sure? Each person has to know. There's no one could judge each other. No one's even close. No one knows even what their own they're thinking about themselves, let alone someone else what they're thinking. Even though sometimes happens to be, sometimes you can get an insight on another person more than yourself. Not that you should ever do that, but we hide from ourselves, right? Now, so mistake one, again, mistake one is misunderstanding taiva and the levels and the depths of what a taiva is. And again, it's not dependent on the type, it's dependent on how sunken in you are, as Rabbi Nachman said. But a second mistake, and I'm trying to be medayik, that Rabbi Nachman he makes a comparison, right? He did it. He could have just said, listen, buddy, you think you don't have taivas mamon? You should know. You probably have another taiva that you're more sunken into, so be careful. He could have said like that, but he didn't. He started comparing. Da, you should know that even though you don't have this taiva, you're worse off than your friend who has the same, that taiva's mom. Why did he bring in a friend? Who said anything about a friend? So what I see here from Rabbi Nachman is that the person who's thinking nidme, he's not just stam saying, I don't have taiva's mom. You know when those thoughts come? When you see somebody else with taiva's mamon, or someone else with taiva this, taiva that, you start to think in your own head, nidme, I don't have that. I'm better than him. Right? That's what a person thinks. Like you see a guy with crazy anger. So then you think, wow, Baruch Hashem, I don't have that thing. That guy's crazy. I don't have that anger. And therefore, a person starts to think, oh, I'm well off. I'm good, which Rabbi Nachman says, maybe not. Be careful. But not only that, I'm better than that guy.
That shuts down the whole awareness part of it. Now I'm not going to work on anger because I'm good. Like
that's the first half, correct. You right? You missed the point. But here in the second mistake is when you start to compare. Okay? Because when you make any comparison, you to another person, levels, judging. There's a hidden taiva that you're getting caught in. Gemara says, in Sukkah, Ki hada baye shamayi lahu gavra. I'll just say it in English. The rabbi heard a guy say to a girl, Abaye, right? The Amora heard. A man say to a woman, let us get up early in the morning to go on the way. Go travel together. So Abaye says, I'm going to go follow them and make sure that there's no silly business. I'm gonna separate them from Isser. Abaye thinks, why are they getting up early when no one's around? So they can do something inappropriate. So Abaye says, I'm gonna get up early and I'm gonna stop them from the Isser. He walked behind them for 3 parsos. He followed them. Can you imagine? Abaye is sneaking behind them. This Talmud Chacham, white beard down, sneaking behind in the bushes to see what's, you know, waiting for the moment that they do something appropriate. He's going to jump out. Guys, don't do that. Nothing happened. When the man and the woman, not married, separated from each other, they went their own ways. He heard them say, listen, the walk has been long, but, you know, it's been a nice walk with you. Okay, they parted ways. Simple. Amr Abaye. Abaye said, Oyvei, if I would have been that guy, I don't know if I would have been able to control myself. There's certain Gemaras, parenthetically, especially in Sukkah about this time, where you hear lines from the Amoraim and the Tanaim, which are very, like a line like this. Like Abaye to say, Abaye says, if I was there, I don't know if I'd be able to control myself. Whoa. First, I was like, whoa, did they even write that? It's a certain chizik in a certain way because, okay, not that I'm exonerating myself for the things that I can and can't do, but listen, we're humans. There's other crazy mice from there, Ayin Shom and Sukkah, things you, if you never learned the Gemara, you wouldn't believe that the Gemara would write. But it does. Al Kopanim, Sabai is now distraught. He sees this guy, some regular Jew, some low-level regular Jew who controlled himself, and Abai, the tzaddik, thinks that he wouldn't be able to. So now he's really distraught about this. He said, the Gemara says that he put his hand, he went to the doorpost, and he just put his head on the doorpost. It's just like, he was mitzdar, he was beside himself. I'm such a big person, I wouldn't have been able to do what this little person did. Asa hu saba, which I think hu saba often is Eliyahu Navi, I think. But a saba, Zakin came, Tanale, and he said a famous line, kol ha-godol mechavero, anybody who's bigger than his friend, yitzar godol himenu. He has a bigger yitzhar. Pashup shad, Abai, you're a big tzaddik, Mamele, you have a bigger yitzhar. That's why you don't think you would have been able to control yourself. Well, this less person is able to control himself. Meaning, you're a big person. Don't hurt yourself. Don't be bothered. It makes sense. Which is a hard line to understand. Like, I mean, the Gadol Hador has more of a, well, like a, more of a taiva than we have. It's hard to understand the Pashup Shat. But one time, I'm not going to say this is the Pashup Shat, but I think there's a deep lesson over here, and it's a hidden taiva here. Let's read the Gemara like this. Kol ha-gadol mechavero. This is what the Eliyahu HaNavi is saying. Anybody who's taka bigger than his friend. You have a Talmud Chacham, you have an Abaye, and you have this other guy, this little guy. Right? You taka bigger. Yeah? Kol ha-gadol mechavero. You're a bigger taka, you're a bigger person. Yitzro, his yetzer hara, this bigger tzaddik, godol hemenu, whispers in his ear, you're bigger than your friend. You have a guy who's a big tzaddik, his yetzer hara is that the yetzer whispers in his ear to that bigger person, you're bigger than your friend. He's actually bigger. But if you think you're bigger than your friend, then you're the biggest loser. So what Eliyahu HaNavi is saying to Abai is, Abai, the very fact that you're distraught over this, and you think that you're lower than that guy, you're actually a bigger person. Because the bigger the person usually has a bigger yetzahara of kavod or of gaiva, that he's actually bigger than the next person. And Abai, you don't have that. Don't worry. Don't be so distraught. Again, not the push-up shot, but so anytime a person compares to another person, Rabbi Nachman saying, don't be so quick to compare. Because you might be worse than that guy. Your type of atzlus, which is not necessarily usur, is actually worse off than that guy who has a type for something that might be usur. Because you're more sunken in than that guy is. But sometimes you have a there's hidden taivas. Because the second a person compares, he also has what when you compare what taiva? Taiva's kavod, taiva's gaiva. Right? Why are you thinking that guy's worse than you? Why are you thinking that you're better than him? Because deep inside yourself, you have to make yourself feel good. That you're better. You have a certain taiva to make yourself higher than everybody else. So be careful. There's hidden taivas. Okay. So let's finish off over here with the... I thought you also it's Paraduma. I'll finish up 2 minutes. So there's also the Inuit, the Paraduma. Right? The enigma, is that the right word? Enigma means like the mystery. Enigma. I don't know. The mystery, the paraduma, that when you take that you sprinkle on somebody that's tame, you make him tar, and the person who's tar, he's become tame. So not that we're speaking about any kohanim, but that the fact that inyan that you can have someone who's tar become tame, sometimes it's a person who thinks he's tar. Hey, look at this. If a person thinks he's tame, he thinks he's not such a good person. Sometimes, Nataki, you are a good person. Sometimes the person, the Baal Shem says, you feel distant from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You feel far. Adrabah, you're actually close. But the person who thinks he's tar, he thinks he's close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, just know, you might actually be tummy. Right? Not that a person should ever have a low self-esteem, a low self-confidence and beat himself up. We don't want that. But a person has to also be honest with himself. We be very careful. Don't overestimate, but don't underestimate. Person has to be honest. What is my motivation? And if I find something that's off, let's fix it. But he ends off with the mice of the kid. that she adds akshanas.